Gittin, Zion Shvat, Hetov Shalom, test February 4th, 1979 on Sunday.
So there is a machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam in the Pshat of the Rif. The Rambam explains that usually the Rambam follows the Pshat of the Rif, but here not. So the Rambam explains Gilu Milsebalami because he said, Dobro also will call us. So Milsebalami will do you in Shachar Inchi, because this is something, if he's lying, that issue, or the Koret, the Idechot, is lying, it will be, sooner or later will be found out. Everybody will find out, you can't. You can't lie as to such a fact. Because if she is lying, his Shimon is not a brother or woman, then in a month or so, everybody will know that he was lying. And the person doesn't like to say something that in all probability it will be found out that he was lying. So that's the reason. That's the pshat. The Rif says, the Rif doesn't explain Gilumin Sebalme and the basis because it's also in Kovitz. But he says this is not a Dorosh HaBe'ah, because he's testifying this to a neutral fact. It's a neutral fact. Is when is a Dorosh HaBe'ah if the subject matter of the testimony is a Dorosh HaBe'ah subject matter? Let's say in Skatcho, in Sgarcho, Zinso also, because it's only Geyeh in Dorosh HaBe'ah, the Zinso. Mashenke, whether he's a brother or not, is Nigiri coming Yoni? Just this with a Kritze? Hundreds of Yoni that are told upon that whether he's a brother or is not a brother. So in many ways, it's not considered as a Dovah Shebe'ah. It's an extraneous matter. The subject matter of the testimony is an extraneous subject matter. It's not a Dovah Shebe'ah subject matter. So in many ways, and the Dechot is never. They're coming to the It seems that the Rashba agrees with the Pshat of the Rif. So in other words, if it is, when does it? So he says as follows, the Rashba. If, let's say, the Kusi is Loyalzek, so then, if it's Loyalzek, so it's possible to Tiras Rosh. If it's Loyalzek. So it's possible to Tiras Rosh. A Rosh is a Psua Guf. A Rosh is a Psua Guf. It's possible it is. It's a Psua Guf. So in order to be machshir, someone who is becheskas roshe, we require to aid him. Let's say, if we know, in order to puzzle someone, we require to aid him. And if the Dechot comes and says that a certain person, he saw him, he was Bechal Shabbos, he cannot become Psoleides. Because to puzzle someone as an aid requires Agudas Aides. And the Dechot cannot puzzle. Let's say if a brother will testify about his brother that he's an Eichon Avedis, he will not become Psoleides. Why? Because that itself requires Avedis. The same thing if somebody was already established as a Rosh. If two Avedim testified that they saw this person was eating Avedis and he became Psoleides. And then the Dechot will come and say, well, he told me that it was, I know that he did Chubin. He will not become Psoleides. So, the same way as to puzzle, as puzzling the person ladies, requires to aid him. So, to be machshir, someone who already is becheskas posel, so also requires to aid him. Also requires to aid him. So, in melee, if, let's say, the Gemara had reference to a case of kusim who are loyal zikibo, and the so if loyal zikibo, so then they are becheskas rishoy. If loyal zikibo, so it's a psula guf. So in order to be machshirim requires to aid him. So the Dechot, the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gogol, wouldn't be able to be machshir. But the Gemara has reference to kusim who are humzek, who are definitely established to be particular about the Yisrael Vinishek. That we know. So they're not the Cheskas Rishon. But only thing is, because of their excessive ignorance, so out of ignorance, they can do any zelatom, b'sheiling, not be made, doing good intentions, b'shem shamayim. They might be made in the shekel, out of ignorance, they might be made in the shekel, b'shem shamayim, with good intentions. So it's not the psul. So it's not the psul of Roshim. It's not the psul of Roshim. So it's only the chshosh of mishakel. And the chshosh of mishakel is not the psul aguf. Maybe he's lying because out of ignorance he's so confused and so misguided and so mixed up that he can do anything. He can eat chametz and he can thinking that he's mekayem mitzvah. So he can eat chametz. But not, so anyway, he doesn't have a psul aguf. But there is a chshosh of mishakel. Chshosh of mishakel. So, since it's only chshosh of mishakel, so mele, it doesn't require to aid him to establish that there is no chshosh of mishakel. If he is becheskas oshe, so in order to be machsh, someone who heretofore had been becheskas oshe, we require to aid him. So, according to chad, it could not be done. But here is reference to kusim who are huziku, to be scrupulous in the observance of any sheker in Getisha or in Shtoris. But, according to Rav Lezer, without the testimony by the co-signatory in Yisrael Gomor, we still have to anticipate the possibility, maybe out of sheer ignorance, he will affix the signature in such a way that it will be an issue. It'll be an issue. So the melee, it's not a shlagu. The only thing is the element of choshev mishakel. If someone is a roshe, so even if he tells the truth, it's possible. But this kusi, suppose we know that he tells the truth, he will not be possible. So it's only maybe he's not telling the truth with good intention. He's not telling the truth. So this is just an extraneous matter. And the extraneous matter, he's not marked on the status of a person. If he's becheskas kosher, and he testifies that he's kosher, so it's like a person who testifies on someone who heretofore had been a roshe, that he's a Baljum. So that implies the lady. We cannot use him ladies, just because an idachot says, this person who for 20 years has been a roshe, and mechonubeles, and chal shabes, everything, he's a Baljum. We cannot, because that requires ladies. Because the subject matter is the subject matter of the status of the person, whether he's kosher or he's post. Mashayukim, this one is kosher. But in every particular case, there is a choshe, maybe out of ignorance, he says something that is not out of ignorance. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the Reis and the Rabbanon. In Teis, as we said, because it's in the Rabbanon. The Rajma says, even if it has been a choshe in the Reis. But since it's not a psulagu, it's only a choshe of mishakeh, so it's an extraneous matter, so it's no milk about it. So the Idachot is not.
Shir Mem Hei in Gittin, Test Shoat Hei Tov Shalom, Test February 6, 1979,
Tuesday. So any shtag is executed in the courts of Nochim, even though the signatories are Nochim, not only it was handled by courts of Nochim, but the Chetzmi are Nochim. Kshir, Chut Lidinoshin Shravodim, that the Getisho that is signed by Nochim, or Ashtashicho that is signed by Nochim, is possible. Kshim and Eim Rabbeinu Ksheirim, that even the Getisho that is signed by Nochim, if it's named something in Sire, and the Gemara replies that she is invoking, so then it's kosher. Lo Yuskeru, Elo Bizman, Shenasu Behechet. Now, Rash, Rachoy is mocking this word, Dayoni, Punchalem. We used to be some other sleep still, as much as we had a little coven, that he ate a shame Dayoni, with more before. So there are two machines in the Gemore, in explaining this expression, we used to call this man Shinasu Bele. Two machines. One machine is, Mamed Lomamuri Morekomak. ומה דבר אמור נשים מזמובוקים? אמור נשים נשים מזמובוקים נעשו כי משנעשו בעדית הפסולים. ואיפה יסיים לצי פסים כתימום ואיכוח כמו מעל ונזכר כתימום פסולים אלו בזמן ש... אין דרבון נצא, זה כל מסכן גושן. So, רבשים נעים מירה אפילו כשיר. Period. That's רבשים נזמר. Then this is again the רבון נעשה אינגן. לא יוזכר, הוא יציא קנטינוי, יש נהמשך. Of the rich, כל השטור הזה הוא מאחורי של מכחובים, משהו כאן חובים, שאירי. לא יוזכרו, when do we say, that he was telling me, that, that was signed by, by Nochem. So it's possible, when the Nochem, the sign it, are not judges, are a date. Or I took a shot in the mission. Koposik mitone, lo ish mi mecha, lo ish mi matone, bishli mi mecha, mechi yo yuzute kamaye, hudi kone, mishnore, rai balmel, dilo yo yuzute kamaye, la ve mare napshaye, vikas on ishtore, el matone, maiko kone, la va ishtore, va ishtore, chas ve balmel, zik mores kashi is. Here, there is a general statement in the mission. That all ishtore, thus implying even Mishtamatone. So Bishlam Mishtamecha, we understand. Because the Kinyan is not affected through the Shtar. The Shtar, the purpose of the Shtar is only that it should serve as evidence of the Kinyan. And the Kinyan took place for Kesed. So we are only interested in ascertaining the facts. So we know that these Nochim, they are Nochim, the Absolute Leaders. But what difference does it make? Shevel Leaders, Psul Leaders, as long as we know the truth. So according to this, this kosher milrais. According to this, it's only takonis chachonim. Even though we are only interested in finding out the truth, but there's a kzeras hakosuf, our kishnayim yidnei dovo. So we cannot rely on umdenes and on extraneous evidence. It's a good evidence. Not that milrais say it's not a good evidence. It's a good evidence milrais, and it would be an effective evidence in Yisurim. But in moment there is a cause of Abishnaim in your kingdom. You can best you cannot be made in moment on the basis of extraneous evidence. And when we are, when we do act on the basis of extraneous evidence, it's only as a siyua to the tainus baldovo. But where there is no tainus baldovo, then we cannot act. On the base of extraneous evidence, and this is what the Shach mentions in the name of many of the Shemim, the Gabe Chazokin Peria Bisersmanei, that it's only so if the Teveya is staying in time is born. But suppose Rubin says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000 a year ago, and in another 2 months. So you have to pay. The year will be over. And Shimon says, don't you know, I paid it about 3 months ago. So then Reuben responds, I really don't remember. Maybe you're right, maybe not. So in such a case, the Shach, the Siman Beis, mentions a number of the shame who say that it cannot be made. But is the Bureau of Hazokin Professor's money any weaker just because he's not yet in his body? The answer is, it's because of course of his time, even your condom. But there is another halach in the pneumonis, of pneumonis of time. Let's say, according to Magdoma, Gol Mishem Gol Yod. So, if one says, according to Abude, one will be otcho, I don't even have any idea. So, Bezdin is made. Why is Bezdin made? Do we have Eides? So it's a halach of pneumonis of time of Baldovo. So the Mele, but that doesn't mean that the Baldovo is always pneumon on his time. So that's all it. So that's the aloche. If there is a nige, so his name on the baldovo at the time. If there is a chazokim, so he has his money, so his name. But without the money of time baldovo, you cannot be making money on the basis of extraneous evidence. So the neighbor here too, it's a good evidence. Achoy is from Aran Abshai. But we cannot be making money without this. So there was a special takonis chachom. And the Tzitzis Rit says this in the Raisi. But there is a loche for Pishnai in the Kunavo. So the Tzitzis Rit will say that is only when we don't have any extraneous evidence. A person comes and testifies. So that's not an extraneous evidence. But there is a loche of the Mones. So Only two Eidim are Nemon. One is not Nemon. Masha'inkin, if we have a Yechoche, so then, without Eidim's best, we can even be Neitzim Amin. As long as the Yechoche is a strong Yechoche, is a Biogram. Alright. So let's give more Eskash. Matoni, Michael, Konila, Vaishto, 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 Omar Shmuel, Dilin, Malchus, Edin, Viboy, Say, Metone, Chutz, Mechgir, Roshi. So according to the first Roshi, when the Mishnah says Klash Ozil Bachus of Chovim, it includes Shtar Matone also. According to the second Loshin, it only includes Shtar Raya. It does not include Shtar Matone. Let's see the Rashi. Kol Kvosik Matone. Kol Ashtor is Kshirim Bechitin in Chovim, Lo Yishin Shtor Mechal, Yishin Shtor Matone. Bishol Yishtor is Bechadar, Lalba Yishtor, Mikinel Yizuzi. Vichilu Yivai Gavu Lul Yisrael Chavre, Kamayi Dayan in Chovim, Hulikon Laharik. Now, Rashi could be interpreted in two ways. Rashi could mean, Dil Malchus of Yichovim, that even the Malchus of Noch, Loi Miboy a Malchus of Israel, certainly, but even a Malchus of Noch. So, or, now there is a Tetzah Shite in Loi, the Ram mentions it, that we only say, Dil Malchus of Dine by Melech Hakob, but by Melech Israel, we do not say it. And because the kasha of Tesis is, there is a machlikis in Sanhedrin, tafafale between Rav and Shmuel, whether kol omer parshas melech, melech mutabei, or kol omer parshas melech, melech osabei. When the Israelites demanded of Shmuel that he appoint a king for them, and Shmuel recommended them for demanding a king, so he told them that the king will do this and you will not enjoy it. The good king will take away your sodis, he'll take away your crumbing, this and that. So the question is, all the things that Shmuel mentioned, is the king a Melech Yisrael? Does he have the authority of Pidin to do it? But it's not an enjoyable thing, so Mele. Shmuel warned them, if you do appoint a king, then he'll have special prerogatives that the Sheifa doesn't have. Mimele, it's better for you, not everything. But it'll be Alpidin, or Shmuel warned them, because unfortunately, many times, a Melech, even Melech Yisrael, does things that the Alpidin is not allowed to do. So he just told them the fact of life, not that Alpidin. So it's a machlikes between Rav and Shmuel. It's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, whether kol omer parshas melech is melech mutabei, or kol omer parshas melech melech osabei. So what the question is, dinei malchus edine. So teis v'shite is, that dinei malchus edine, we only say in melech akum, melech noch, not in melech yisrael. We'll soon see in the pshat. So since teis v'shite, says that, so then it's more mistaber that when Rashi says, Dine Malchus Shalim Bikechobi, it's not that Rashi means Afilu Shalim Bikechobi, because we see that the story is the other way, but Rashi means Dabke Shalim Bikechobi, but Malchus Shalim Yisroel, there is no Alochel Dine Malchus. And according to Mandoma, Koloma Pashmela Pelach Mutabei, so it's a special Tzazakosu by Melach Yisroel. But according to Mandoma Melach Osabei, there is no special Tzazakosu. Mitzav Dinei Malchusei, it has no shayches to a Melech Yisrael. So that's the Pshat in Rashi. Alright. Now, but the Yiboy Yisrael says no. Now the question arises, what is it? The Yiboy Yisrael is really come the Din of Dinei Malchusei Dinei. It's not Mashma that there is any Mandoma who rejects the Aloha of Dinei Malchusei Dinei. So all the Rishayim discuss it. Now let's see what the Ram says. Then we'll see the other Rishayim. ודאמרים הדין למלכו זה דין נדע כי מה שהמלך או איזה נחוקי מלכו זה אבו מה שאין ואיזה שומקים דין בו so when we say דין מלכו זה דין when it is in accordance with the laws of the country, in accordance with the constitution of the country, the country has a constitution. But suppose an officer of the government usurps his authority and he does things that under the law of the country he is not entitled to do, so then it's not in the Malchus, then it's Chapsenus in the Malchus. We cannot say that the reason as to why the second Boshin says that Shtamatone or Ile Bachu Yishal Akum is possible is because the second Boshin is chilek and the whole proposition of Dinu Malchus Adine. Mosvir Le Amun Dinu Malchus Adine. That's impossible. Do Ba'al Melak Tino Le Yishuel. It's a double portion that there is a loche of Dinu Malchus Adine. Kil Muchal Ferek Agedim or Ferek Azabad Ufichoch Yish Nishek Pirish Dina Dina Nishek Kamu. בשביל להאמין לדין המלכות זה דין אלו בדבורים שימנו את המלך וכדאמרים לנו פרק הגזע תדע ניקצי ספיקלה ויגש רקשורי ואבון עלה וגמור עשה את דין המלכות זה דין so that means that if let's say the melech appointed a Jew to collect taxes so the Jew cannot say and the melech told him you grab from the Jews who are delinquent in the payment of taxes. So then the Shai arises. Does the Jew have the right to seize by force? Maybe it's Gezel. So the answer is Dinei Malchus Adine. So the Mele, if the Melech imposed a tax, that becomes a debt. So when he grabs his tapis, he tapis money that is due to the Melech. So it's not Gezel. If Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, if Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then Reuven doesn't pay, and Shimon grabs Miklimed al Katrin. It's not Gezel. Whether it's the ideal thing to do or not, something else. But Gezel, it isn't. So Mele, if the Muches, the one who is appointed by the Melech, is tapes the Meches, so it's all right, because it's a chayv. So we see that taxes are a chayv. It's mamish a chayv. Like a debt that you owe to the worker who worked for you, or let's say the rent you owe to the landlord. So it's a chayv. So this is also a chayv. So that's a double portion. There's no one who's chayv on there. And the Gemara says you have a raya bruhe that didn't malchus a dine because the katzis said dikle v'gash rekshoy. That's the power of eminent domain. Every malchus is accustomed to tear down buildings, to chop down trees. To construct bridges with the wood, the lumber of the trees. Now, whose trees was it? That was trees of that belonged to certain people, to non-Jews, to Jews, to everybody. So, and then every Jew walks on those bridges. How are we allowed to walk on those bridges? If there hadn't been a law of Dinei Malchus Adine, so that would be Gezel. So, in other words, when I walk on the bridges that were constructed from the lumber that belong to certain people, so I'm a gazman, I'm shtamish in the moment. And they don't even give us permission to be mishtamish in the moment. The answer is Dinei Malchus Adine. So that's another portion. I mean, there is no one who is chelik on Dinei Malchus Adine. So Lamune, the Akhtin Mishmuel Kvurbet Agei, Ufichakish Mishpirech, Dina Adino, מיש לקאמע בישן באמען די מאחוז די נה אלע בדבור שאנו איז אבער וכדא מונע זייט אגע די די קאס סנטיק פון גאש אין זונע באגונה וואי סו נאר וואט די דה מאחוז די וויזע מאחלק סו וואט מושן דער אנדיס דה דה וויזע מאחלק אין דה פירסט מושן אין סעקנד מושן דה פירסט מושן אסיום דה הולד דה די מאחוז די דה סקופ פון די מאחוז די נה איז ווערי ברוד that it's not limited only to taxes, that it applies to all the dinamis. In other words, the Malchus has a keach to regulate monetary matters between one resident of the country and another resident of the country. Even if it does not affect the welfare of the malchus in any way. So still, the malchus has a keach to divest title from Ruvain and invest title in Shimon. In all minimalists, in all monetary matters, not the architects. There's the first portion. So the mayor, the first portion says that if Ishtar, Matone, is executed by court, since this is the law of the Malchus, that it's valid, so it is valid. And the Malchus says that this kind of Ishtar transfers title from Ruvain to Shimon, so there, it does transfer title. The second portion says no, Tonechus Machinosh. True, there is aloche of Din Malchus Edine, but that has a limited scope, Din Malchus Edine. It only applies to taxes and then the domain. It doesn't mean that to taxes. When he says, Sheim Halanoes, Hamelach, he doesn't mean Hamelach Hamelach, because the Melach wants to lead a luxurious, affluent life, some Mele, so that is the name. Melach means the state in the monarchy, so Melach is the, it means the state. So it means La'anoes Hamalchus. La'anoes Hamalchus. So Texas is Litzir Hamelach, Litzir Hamalchus, because no state could function without Texas. And then eminent domain is also indispensable for the maintenance and the proper functioning of a state. Imagine if a Malchus wouldn't have the right of eminent domain, couldn't even tear down buildings with compensation being given, so then it wouldn't be able to function. It wouldn't be able to construct bridges, it wouldn't be able to do anything. So Dine Malchus and Dine, according to the second version, applies only to those matters, not all monetary matters, but those monetary matters. Those monetary matters that are indispensable for the proper and efficient functioning of the state. But something that has nothing to do with the Malchus tries to regulate the internal relationships between one person and another in his country, then we don't say the Malchus in it. So the Melech, even though the Malchus said that the Shtar that is executed by courts is valid and transfers title, but that doesn't change title. That's the matter. So he said, Udamin al-Prezavoti, the Malke Omar, Likin Mishar and Ligarte. So the question is, for the Gemara says that Chesabatim, and that's a din poshut, that if the Malchus declared that no one could acquire title in a piece of land unless there is a deed, and even if money was given, Nalkdin, so Karkis did the Kesev without Shtar. But the Gemara says, if the law of the Malchus happens to be that without a deed being executed, so no title changes, so then it's effective already. So, but that's not Litzir HaMalchus. So he says, that's also Litzir HaMalchus, they say. Why? Because why did the Malchus pass such a law? The Malchus passed such a law because they collect the tax on every transfer of piece of land. They collect the tax. So the Malchus is an interested party, and it derives its income. It's able to maintain its budget that way. So the Melech can say, HaMalchus, that's the reason as to why we apply the law of the Malchus. So that's one shita of Hashem, that there is a machlekes between the first portion and the second portion as to whether the halacha of din malchus, according to the first portion, the malchus din applies to all monetary matters. According to the second portion, it only applies to taxes and eminent domain matters that are indispensable for the proper functioning of the state. So he is massive and the cheated, because the Gemara says, that adverse possession of 40 years gives title to the adverse possessor. What's the aloha? The aloha is kibushon. But kibushon is only if it's coupled with time. So, al-pidin atorah. So, adverse possession does not give title to the possessor per se by itself. But the aloha is kol chazoke sheni matayin ena chazoke. So in other words, the adverse possession of 3 years al pedin is only a raya that the time of the possessor is true. In other words, Reuven is the borekame; he was the original owner of a piece of land, and he produces anything who testified that Reuven originally was owned. Then Shimon has produced a saying who testified that for the last 3 years Shimon was on the land, uncontested, without any new. And then, so we say, now, so Reuven says, you were gazing the piece of land from me? And Shimon says, no, I bought it from you. Where is the shtar? I lost it already. I can't keep it forever. For 3 years I kept it, and then I threw it away. So the halacha is, if Shimon has possession for 3 years, so it's a raya that the time of Shimon that he bought it is eretz. Is eretz. So it's not that the adverse possession gives title to the person per se, but it's only as a raya. Masha'in came in Poras, in Persian, and Bovel was on the Persian rule, Bisman Chazal, so the law was that the adverse possession for 40 years in itself gives time. In other words, without any rights. Without any time. So the Gemara says that in Poras, in Bovel, in Poras, where there is such a law, so then without time, if someone had adverse possession for 40 years, so it requires time. That has nothing to do with the Melech. So you could also say, maybe the law of the Malchus is that when somebody gets title for adverse possession, he has to pay tax. But apparently, that was not a law, because otherwise, they would mention it. So, and they don't mention their parents. Alright, so that's the Akash that the Ram mentions against the first sheet of the Shem. Alright, Telema. The Malchum Abinishadeil. Chazok l'nichom babo im shniin v'yocheleka anu yivkele v'kach l'melech ala barai ki amri nohche v'yivu yiseyme v'yivkliga l'shnekam eloche kono masnisim avu leke v'omone lema oke. So because of that right of avis nifasoy abo im shniin, the Ram rejects that chifis rishen, that say that din malchuse applies only to Texas and eminent domain, but the din malchuse applies to everything. So why does the second portion say Tone Chutz Mechagid Noshi? So he says there is no Machlaikas in Eidin. Because, bottom, the two Shainas just apply the Mishneh to different cases. In other words, two, if the law of the Malchus says that any Shtar Matone that is executed by courts, that, so that are duly constituted, so is valid and is effective to transfer title from the nation to the Kabel, then the second version will also agree that it's valid. But the first, sometimes you have courts that are not even duly constituted according to the law of the country. It just, a court that a self-appointed court, and people go to it. They take advantage, but it's not even recognized by the state. So in such a case, we cannot say Dinimoch was an inne. Only if it's a duly constituted court, but if it's not a duly constituted court, not. So the first Loshen in the Gemara applies the Mishneh to of Kolash Torah Zerid Machois to duly constituted courts. So the Melee it applies even to Shtar Matoneh. The second Loshen says, Tone Chutz Mechagid Noshim, that the Mishneh does not have reference to duly constituted courts. A court that was self-appointed. So insofar as Shtar Rai is concerned, you don't care whether it's duly constituted, whether the Malchus recognize it or not, as long as it functions effectively and efficiently, and they don't lie, so maybe it's a good right. But Shtar Matane, so it's a Chasvival. So this is it. Now, הפלוב הקטון המסליס תקשב, ביתון החוץ לחדין אנושי, והוא הדין משתם התונה, לדוב עלי שבשני מעדו במסקאי, משתם אומר, ומי הוא היחד ניתו אומר את המלכי. So the second motion applies the Mishnah to a case where there is no home in the Malki, where the law of the state doesn't even recognize such a shtar. So in Mele, you cannot say the Malki is an Ime. But even the law of the state, so in other words, there is no machlekes in the din between the first motion and the second motion. Now, before we go over the Rashbo, I want to go over the Rabbi Yehine, the Aliyas Ramiyin will pass it, because the Rashbo mentioned the Aliyas Ramiyin. But the Rashbo mentions it a little bikitza. Not bikitza mamesh, but a little bikitza. Mashenken, the Aliyas Ramiyin is more marach. And that's it. Oh. And the Gemara that from Neyom Adale, Arisa li Parsoyat Memshin. So they are, the Shemim have two pshot in Arisa li Parsoyat Memshin. One pshat is the pshat that the Ram mentions. That if the law of the Malchus is that adverse possession for 40 years gives the possessor title, so Mele, if Shimon had adverse possession in the karke of Ruvein for 40 years, even without time, so he has title. So from that the Ram deduced the Dine Malchus Dine, according to everybody, applies to all monetary matters, not architects. But then there is another pshat. Many Rishonim have another pshat. There is a loche Yisrael habo machmasakum eli chazok. In other words, suppose an akum and stam akum bisman hagmore uogazlone di Yisrael. That was the mitzias. So in other words, so if Yisrael is bo machmasakum, if Yisrael bought Yisode from an akum, from the krop. And that David Chovi had the original owner of that Sodeh was Ruben. And then, for a number of years, the Akum had possession in that Sodeh. How did the Akum get possession? No one knows. But the fact is that the original owner was Ruben. And then, for a number of years, let's say for 3 years or more than 3 years, an Akum and David Chovi had adverse possession. How he got a possession, whether he got it legally or through robbery, no one knows. But Stam, Akum, so Gazlone, the Alit of Yisrael, you know? Then, after the Akum had possession for 3 years, he sold it to Yisrael. And for that, we have Edis that he sold it to Yisrael. He sold it to Shem. So the Morikame is Rubin. And then an Akum had adverse possession for 3 years. Now we know that the Akum sold it to Shimon. Now Rubin comes to Shimon and he wants to recover it. So he tells Shimon, as long as the Akum was on the rent, I couldn't do anything with him. What could I do? But you are a Jew, so you have to give it back to me because the Akum gathered it from me. So Mimele, so like this, without the Din Malchus, without the Din Malchus, so Ruben could recover from Levi, because the only reason is why Chazok is Chesed Mushon is effective on the basis of Raya, on the basis of Raya, because if it hadn't been sold, so Ruben wouldn't have remained silent. Mashenkin when if Kehobi my Dav Alem was unwilling, so that's no Raya that he sold it. He didn't do anything because he was afraid of the Chov. But in the Eretz Poras, where the Aloch is Aris in the Parsoya Avoyim Shnin, so if Rubin was the Morikam, and then the Eretz Chov had adverse possession for 40 years, and then this Eretz Chov had adverse possession for 40 years. So he sold it to Shimon, and then Rubin comes to Shimon, and he says, now I want to recover the land. We say, Arisa Parsoya Boishnin, Ruben cannot recover it. Why? Because the law of the Malchus is, that adverse possession for the years gives title. So the Mele, since David Kehobi, before he sold it to Shimon, acquired title under the law of the Malchus, so Al Pidi, he acquired title now. Then, if the Akum acquired title, so naturally, and he sold it to Shimon, so Mamo Chavish Mishaini called Skushi Tabun Nadi. That's the other shot. That's the other shot. So some Mishaini prefer this shot, not that shot. We have to understand why. I mean both. The din of Din Machzer Din should apply to both situations. Now let's see what the Aliyah Sram Nigin says. The Shim Kubetzes, in both Vasa, that's the name of Dalla. Ahisari Parsoi al Boyeshi, Pirish, Kigin Shehinik Hamelech, Shetoyu Hazoke Rehakum Bimenshi, Ilkach Akum Shalokach Kalka Mi Israel, Viherzik Bimenshi, Hufko Mi Israel, Midune de Malchusi, Vizofa Boy Israel, Apilu in Zuba Bideak, Kim Shein Shalim Zeb, Vimokho Israel Zoho, Vinisroel Vish Yochel Itzol Miyodi, Viabo Gad, Vikan Labu Makasakum Ariu Kakum, but here there's a Dine Malchusi. That's the right chance. Avrein Mivorish, the Yisroel Shemar Zibinich Zichavere, Be'aretz Poras, Dein Lechazoke, El Vimem Shniim, that's the right chance. No, that's not the right chance. The Stam Chukei HaMelech, Al Bnei Umosei Bilvadeh, Va'afilu Impirish Ve'itlan, Agosei Al Yisroel, Kim Shiyoche, Yisroel Lokim Eschavere, Bnei Yisroel, Ein HaMelech Kei Feisil Odin, Be'izad Dinim Vaminogim, שהנה, נמצא של היפוקס ושל ישראל, מחמס, איזה דין מלכות זה, אלו אם כן הולך עבר ולא דין בפני החוי שלהם, וידון איזה דין מלכות זה, ולקוב העמל להחוי שמה דין מל ישראל, אלו נהיין, שיודעים להיפתום מהחוי שלהם, כך. ושמעינו מיוחה, תפילו בדבורים שינו עד לא יש המלך, עמדינו דין מלכות זה דין, ופרק המגיד מהמאמרינון, תונחות מגיד אנושים, כראים בה שתזמתו לבחו יספוסו, ולשנחי לקיימון, ולשנחי לקיימון, דין מלכו זה דין, ולא יקידך משנה דין מהרוסו, או לא, ופרק המגיד מהמאמרינון, תונחות מגיד אנושים, כראים בה שתזמתו לבחו יספוסו, that's the second question. Will we shnall it? Who can we shnall it, kind of? The Dine Malchuse. Will we get off this to beat Maroso? The time must listen. We should Dine Malchuse. Then he says, we need to hook up Dine Horse on Tonya Hutsman to the Roshim. We shall know we should Dine Malchuse. We shall never have Maki a moment in Israel to have a record man should go on the Bahoy Israel. Hier kann aber die Schäse in Israel stau haben wir nach gesehen und was soll ich tun und von nicht die kommen raus und kein was nicht im Sinn haben auch gesehen wir ruhig in Amerika joch lazen bei oi check war hup kommen nehmen also der bedienen mal raus und sie ja sie war lo ist geboren und ich starrt mich sich vor und mich hat ihnen schon mehr haben sie können in am erste schicken im star und da haben ihnen hosam heißen tüse kann die was und nicht im mitten vor wir machen raus in Amerika und da da ist und dann der rasbo makes his part of this alone. It's very obscure. Now what it first mentions, Rabbeinu mentions the pshat of Ahisa de Parsoye, that means Ligabi Yisroel Habo Machusak. And that pshat is a good pshat. Then he mentions the other pshat, the Zdran's pshat. And that pshat he rejects. Why does he reject? He says that Dibir Malchusek is only a real possible that. In other words, the Dibir Malchusek is only effective vis-a-vis Goyim. But vis-a-vis the Jewish citizens, the Dine Malchuse is not a fair. Alright, so we could say, if that is a shite, that Dine Malchuse Dine is only shayach ligabe a relationship, a litigation between one Beneach and another Beneach. But not ligabe Yisroel, Yisroel have the Dine, have the Mishpotim of the Torah, so the Mele, the Dine Malchus, we do not comport the Dine Torah, are not valid vis-a-vis the Yisroel. No, but he doesn't say that. There is such a sheet. That the sheet of the Mekhi is in the door. But he doesn't say that. So he says, Elo, so Avroin before he is Rosh Hashanah and Havere, Be'eretz Poraz and Chadron and Mishin, the Stam Chukya Amalek, Avnei Umosid Ovade, Va'afilu Impir Eshvit, La Negozi Al Yisrael, Kim Shiyoch Yisrael, Lokev Shabir Yisrael, Yisrael, Ein Amalek Kev Yisrael, Odin Be'isi Adin Vamin Ovashini, נמצא של היפוקס ושל ישראל, מחמסוי זה דין את מלכוס, אלוהים כן הולך הבאלה, לא דין לפני החוי שלהם, ודון ואיסון בדין את מלכוס. So he doesn't say that דין את מלכוס only applies to Texas in so far as Israel is concerned. He doesn't apply to other דין את מלכוס. He says דין את מלכוס applies to all דין את מלכוס. But there is a distinction between a nochri and Israel. Vis-à-vis Goyim, so the din in Malchus is effective even without recourse to courts. But vis-à-vis Israel, so the din in Malchus is only effective if the two Jews litigate. Even if he loved it, it still gives it title. And then, so let's say, Reuben was the boy camp. Then Shimon had adverse possession for 40 years. And then Reuben claims it from him. Then he comes to Shimon, and Shimon says, I have adverse possession for 40 years. Without time, it's mine. The law says so. The law of the country says so. And then, this is what Shimon says. So Reuben brings suit in court against Shimon. Then the judge renders a judgment that title is to remain vested in Shimon because he had adverse possession. So when the judge renders this judgment, the title is vested in Shimon, then out of the Shimon is the owner of the piece of land. But until he has recourse to courts and a judgment is obtained, so then he's not there. Suppose he'll be mekanish and nisho with this piece of land. Before the judge renders the judgment, so if Shimon would be mekanish and nisho, with this piece of land, before the judgment is rendered, shall not be mekadeshes. If it will be mekadesh and nisha, with this piece of land, after the judge renders the judgment, so she will be mekadeshes. But suppose it affects the relationship between one nochri and the other, so then, even before the court renders the judgment, so it will still be there. We have to understand what he is saying. Kamo mikamo klodo mekadeshes. Now, let's turn to the... I discussed part of it last year, toward the end of the year, in the dorm. Now, Teisver says, Ram says in the Dorim, because of the Teisver, the Tav to be Malchim and Chomim, Omar the Dine Malchus and Dine, if the Shore, it's a way of Yochleim Alem, in which has some trees, I have got a chest of an orbit, I will Malchim Israel, Oi, if she has a soil, come Israel, shoot him, Bo. So that's what Teisver, that's Teisver, that the Aluch of Dine Malchus and Dine only applies to Malachak. It doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. Why? Because Melech Akum, the land belongs to him. The land belongs to him. So he can say to them, if you don't listen to my law, then I'll oust you from the land. But Melech Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael belongs to all the Jews. So Melech, he cannot say, if you don't comply with my regular, my laws, I'll oust you. Every Jew has a chetam. What's the pshat? What is it? Dilma Chuzedine is just a threat? It's a deen, the Malach Zedine. It's not a threat. Who is concerned whether the Malach could oust them from the country or not? Let's say he could. So he could. But the fact is that he didn't. So why do we say just because he could oust them from the country? So Mele, every text that he imposes upon every law that he passes in the Dinamomenes is a threat. He was the pshat. The same halacha is mentioned by Muki Yisrael also. We go. I'm ready. Oh, the Chofres, Muki Yisrael. Vom Ashmur di Malchus Edine, Pirish Vom Ashmur, Vom Ashmur Kon Nisame, Vishadim Lavim Olei, Dibuches Bishu Shalei, Kibin, Vom Ashmur di Nehu. The Mishnah says in the Dorim that if, let's say, a Muches, a tax collector, wants to take away certain property, so he takes a certain neder, he takes a certain shvue, and he says that if this piece of property doesn't belong to the Melech, if he tells him that he's the Melech, so then he will not take it away the Muches. So he takes a shvue or a neder that if he doesn't belong to the Melech, then he asks payers. And he thinks that only for that day, but he doesn't spell it out. The Muches thinks that he hasn't the payers for Yom Boed, so Memele, he leaves him alone. So the more the cash is Yom Achutz Edine. So how is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, the Muches Edine Beyo. Then the Mishnah is referenced the case where the tax collector was not even appointed by the king. He usurped the authority to himself, so I have to say, Dine Malchuse, Dine. So, Goma Shlubi, Vizkibu Rivan Foshim Zahar, Di Davki Di Malchim Yisrael, Vidine Di Malchuse Davki, Ki Reima, Chuki HaMelech HaKrim Di Malchus Tapi Angeli, Abu Dishai Vini Sidai Deredi, but it says, Davki Malchim Yisrael, Malchim Yisrael, Udoni Mela Al Piyate, or the kind of Sanhedrin, There's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, "Kolom u'pashes melech, melech osav." Shmuel says, "Kolom u'pashes melech, melech mutav." The Rambam passes like Rav. That Kolom u'pashes melech. The Rambam passes like Shmuel. They've called him a Pashas Melech, Melech Mutar. The Muki Yisrael passes like Rav. Der Kohen und Pasch ist immer der Achmer nach Hause bei ihm. So wie Meile, wo er binnen noch gesehen, da Kohen und Pasch ist immer. But, wo er binnen noch gesehen, der Ensel ist, binnen noch gesehen, die ne applies only to Melech Hakam, not to Melech Yisrael. But, so the same thing the thesis mentions, but different wonders, different story. Thesis basis upon the fact that Melech Hakam, so the land belongs to him. So you can tell them if you don't comply with my directives, allows you, whatever it means. But by Eretz Yisrael, so every Jew has a chilek, and the Melech Yisrael cannot oust a single Jew from Eretz Yisrael. But the Gezer gives a different reason. He says, Umalchi Yisrael in Donim El Din Awa Al Piyate. So what's the pshat? Apparently, obviously, the Gezer agrees with Rashi. We saw that from Rashi here, Rashi says, Tachtes on the base. Chutvik the notion you have nekrisis minu. Hoi ulu shayach mit erzik lo kushi. Aber la dini in stam neyach. What is it to do with dini? The more a base is it of dini mochum se dine. But the question is, why do we say dini mochum se dine? So Rashi explains the halacha of dini mochum se dine on the basis of dini. In other words, in accordance with the sheet of the Ramban. That, what does dini mean? That every malchus, every ume of dini neyach is abrogated al pedin. Mitzatzivu neneach to adapt the civil code to regulate the human relations in monetary matters, in shomrim and in shmire and in mazik, in all kinds of matters, in all kinds of civil matters. So they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. If they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code, obviously it's effective. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense that they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code if it's not effective. But they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code only vis-à-vis themselves, vis-à-vis Meneach. They are not mechuyev to adapt the civil code vis-à-vis Israel, after all, we have mishpotim. But the halacha is, since they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code in regard to themselves, so if the Malchus adapts the same, imposes the same civil code upon the Jewish citizens also, so it's also because of the Aloch of Dini, because of the Tzibu of Dini. So the Malach is mechuyev to adapt the civil code. He is mechuyev, it's only obligatory upon him to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis non-Jews. He's not mechuyev to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis Jews. Jews have, he doesn't have to provide for them. But if the Malach adapts and applies the same civil code that he applies to non-Jews, he applies to Jews, so it is equal effect. But the basis of the Aloch of Dima Chuzedine is the fact that Aladin is standing there. Aladin is standing there. Now, so, and Rashi says, Hoyim in Daf, Tetzum Beis, Hoyim in Bachoy Shem Yichovim, Shenasu Ashtoris al Dibet Mishol Yichovim, what does it mean? It's needless to mention. So the Pshat Rashi is obviously needless to mention. If one of the parties is a Nochri, so it goes without saying that in the opposite. It doesn't even have to be explained. It's such a double portion that if one of the parties is a Nochri, the Dine Malchus Dine. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even in both parties are going. So then we could say, what is the business of the Malchus? Why does he mix in the business, in the relationships between one Jew and another? It's his business. So that's the Chiddush. The Dine Malchus Dine, it is his business. In other words, why? Because since the Melech is Mechuyev to mix in the relationships between one Nochri and another in his country, so if he applies the same code to any litigation between the Jew and the Jew in his country, it's equally effective. But vis-a-vis a case where one party is in Nochri, so then it goes without saying. Now, we can see this halacha from the Rambam to him, though the Rambam has another pshat in the name. But, because that goes very well according to the Rambam, but we see that even according to the Rambam, this is halacha. The Gemara at the end of Bubakame says that Akum the Israel Shabol for Lachyodin, suppose an Akum and Israel come to a business of Israel to have the talk. So the Aluchi is that the business of Israel can render a verdict Lischus of Israel in either situation. If let's say Bidine Israel, so that Israel is Eche, so then the Beis Din of Israel can render a very judgment in accordance with the Din of Israel. If it turns out that Bidine Bnei Neach, so the Israel is Eche, so then we can render the judgment in accordance with the Din of Umes. That's Gemara and Enda Lurka. The Rambam mentions it. So the Rambam says as follows. In Perek Yud, Milchus Melachim, Halacha Yudbeis. Shnei Akum, Shebo Lodin, with Shebo Lefanech Lodin in Israel. Suppose two Akum, two Edichovim, come to the Beis Din of Israel. They want the Beis Din of Israel to pass. V'rotzu Shnei Lodin, in Teire, Don. Ho'echot Reitze, ve'echot Eine Reitze, in Kefin Isi Lodin, Elo B'dinei. So if two Akum come to a Beis Din of Israel, and they want the Beis Din of Israel to pass. They submit to the Beis Din of Israel. So if both of them submit to the Din of Israel, so then Beis Din can pass to them in accordance with the Din of Israel, as if their litigation had been between two Jews. But suppose one Akum says Din of Israel, the other Akum says no, so then you cannot impose upon them Din of Israel. So then you have to pass in accordance with the Omni. Hoyo Yisroel Vakum, in Yeshchus li Yisroel to Bidineye, Donu in Bidineye, Veim Rui Kardinech, in Yeshchus li Yisroel to Bidineinu, Donu in Dinteiro, Veim Rui Kardineinu. So it's a special aloha. What kind of a din is it? I mean, so the Sefri, at the beginning of the Vori, learns it out from the Pasuk. Learns it out from the Pasuk. Ushvatitim tzedek b'nishu b'nochi u'b'ngelei. So it says, Shomeya b'nachichem ushvatitim tzedek. Masha'im came ahitzi, yifanakum, and the Yisroel b'ol v'lecholadim, so then he can pass in either b'dini Yisroel or b'dini u'b'seilon, according to the situation in whichever deen the Yisroel happens to have Yisroel. So actually, if not for the special Zerzakosu of Shomeya b'nachichem, it wouldn't be muta, it would be a miscarriage of justice. Because Monefshah, if the Ika Din is Dine Yisroel, so we have to damn Dine Yisroel. If the Ika Din is Dine Umeis, so we have to damn Dine Umeis. What is it? I mean, it all depends where he has his source. So actually, without a special tesakosof, it would be also as a miscarriage of justice. But there is a special heter. There is a special heter. And the heter is based upon the Shem Roshe of Akum. What does Akum mean? Akum doesn't mean a goy. Akum means a Kichobi. So it means the Shem Roshe of Akum. Shem Roshe and Chelti of Akum. One who is Eber and Design is the Neach. So there is a special heter. The special heter. So Memele, the Rambam says, V'yir Ali, She'en Eisim Kein Ligatation, Elo Ve'elom Donen Lo Ibnei. So what Aloha is it of a Poshut? Because we see from the Sifri that without the special Zasakosu, Ushvatin Zekin Benishi Benochi, so it would be Oseh, it would be a miscarriage of justice, it would be a Nibus Adi, because Monefshah, either the Din is determined according to the Din of Yisrael, in any litigation between Yisrael and Yichovim, or is determined by the Din of Umeis. But to be done in one case, between Yisrael and the other case, that would be a Nibus Adi. But there is a special heter that the Bezdin is allowed to act that way. That the Bezdin is allowed to act that way. As a matter of fact, from the Miri, Bobakame, it's mashma, that even vis-a-vis in Chobim, in Pagan, where is the Shem Rosh Vakum, so it's only Muter, as long as the Chobim themselves discriminate in their judgment against Jews, and they don't administer the same standard of justice toward Jews as towards non-Jews. So then there is a heter. Because we see from the Sefri, without the special Tzerzakosu, Ushvatim Tzerim Nishim Lachim Egerim, So it would be yourself, it would be an Ibus Adi, it would be a miscarriage of justice. Either you have done them according to the Israel law, you have done them according to the Dinayim. But two standards, I mean, depending upon the situation, whether the schus is for the Israel, within the Israel or the schus, but it's a special heter. So the Rambam says, that special heter is based upon the Shem Roshe and Chintei of the Akum. But it doesn't apply to Gateshav. And here Gateshav doesn't mean Dafke, someone who has become a Shveishav. As long as he doesn't have the Shem Roshe and Chintei of the Akum, so mainly there is no heter of Mishvat and Tzedek, Benishu, Benochi, Behetzi, Akum, Yisroel, Shemor, Vanachor. Oh, so that is a din poshut. That's not a finish. But, so what should we say? By Gateshav, there is no heter. So in other words, it's a uniform standard. There has to be uniform standard. Not one case in one situation within Israel, one situation in Omisim. So one could say, so by the nature of there is no heter of deciding it in one case one way and the other case the other way. So it has to be uniform standard. So let's decide according to the Israel. After all, one party is a Israel. He is bound by the Israel. So we see from the Rambam not that way. So he says, "V'yira lishin esim kinyan gateishav eloleilom donin loy bidinei eloleilom donin loy bidinei." So in other words, that where it's a gateishav, so we always have to pass him according to the own din, and that's why the Rambam says at the beginning of Malachi Beis, Shnei Yaakov Shebolu Tadech Wodin in Yisrael, Virotu Shnei Wodin in Tei Wodonim, Vayachot Reitz Vayachot Eina Reitze, In Kepin Yisrael in El Bidinei. Why in there? El Bidinei no? So we see that when there is, because, even according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam explains, Dinim, that it means, a mitzvah to appoint judges, but he's made it to the Ramban that also comes within Dini. That also comes within Dini. That they have, because we have to appoint judges. And the judges are to try not only criminal cases and to be done those who are hired mise, but they are to be done civil cases too. So there has to be a certain code. I mean, how can they try civil cases if there is no code? So mainly we have to say, and the Chasam Sefer says that even according to the Rambam, who says that dinim means that they are mechuyev to have a system of courts, but that a code of justice is also included in dinim, because the judges have to try all kinds of cases, not just criminal cases, civil cases as well. So mainly that means that even according to the Rambam, so Bnei Neach have the keach to adapt the civil code, and they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. So they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code only vis-à-vis themselves, not vis-à-vis Israel, So the melee, since there is a nochi Bnei Neach party, so the melee, even the Israel is bound by the civil code that is binding upon, even the Israel is bound by the civil code that is binding upon the Noch. Even the litigation is between the Israel and the Noch. Oh, so the Mele, this is what Pshat and Rashi. When Rashi says, Ho'eiri v'achoy shol l'chovim sh'nasot didim v'achus edile v'av al pish ha'neisiv amkado Yisrael. In other words, needless to mention, if one of the parties, either the Neis, not the Mekado, is an Akko, so of course it goes without saying we don't have resort to any chidushim, then it's a double poshut, because then it comes within dinim. Within dinim. But even if the Neitzin and the Mikabel are both Israeli, so then we could say, so how could the law of the Malchus be affected? The answer is, since they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code in regard to themselves, so if they do apply the same code to the Israel who live there, so it also happens. That's the Pshat Rashi. So according to Rashi, so why is the Malchus Adineh? Because because they are here to that coach in regard to themselves. So that's only Shaya. The Mekayesef agrees with Rashi. That's why the Mekayesef says that it only applies to another Yisrael, but not to it. It only applies to another Hakam. It doesn't apply to another Yisrael. Why? Because they have the Mishpat Torah. And Melech Hakam is Mechuyev to adapt the civil code. And as Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, he doesn't mean that he's Mechuyev to adapt the same civil code of the Mishpatim of the Torah. Mishpatim Bal Yedo. So he's Mechuyev to adapt his own civil code according to their way of thinking. As long as it is based upon concept of justice. So the details have to be determined by themselves. So that's only Melech Hakam. The Melech Yisrael, he's bound by the Mishpatim of the Torah. He's not Mechuyev to adapt a civil code on the contrary. So if he adapts his civil code, it's a code that is doesn't conform to the Mishnah Torah. So it's repugnant to the Mishnah Torah. So the Melech we don't say in the Malchus Adin. That's the pshat in the Mekiz. Yeah. But Teitzves doesn't explain it on that basis. Teitzves explains it on the basis because she shoyar et shalem. So when I learned Midorim at the end of last year, so I mentioned the Gemara in Ashoreh. The Gemara in Ashoreh, the Achlamet, Zayin on the Beis, says, Minayin le Yom HaRishlokish, Minayin le Chomish Kenit Chom Mas Yodav, Shem Gamli, Ati Shom Magori Min Moche, Mehem Tiknu, Atem Ken Mehem, Uem Ken Yim Ken, Uem Ken Yuzem Mize, Yochel Yiknu Zeh Zeh, Yochel Yiknu Zeh Zeh, Ma'am Gatoyim Ken Yuzem Mize, Hoche Koma, ולא יקים זה מזה לגופי. יוכל להיק לזה זה למעשה, לא פעם את קלבחים. הם יתחום עם ישראל כן, הקלבחים הרי מתחום עם ישראל כן, הם מתחום עם לפחום עם מקום שכים, ואין מהנה מלא בכס, אבל בחזות על אוי, אמר את פה פעם, מי יופתי, אבל בסיר חיים. So that's the הלוכה of כיבוש. So a נוכי can be כן, כיבוש. There is a miser in the top to be כיבוש. The land of Sichem, Abisal, Al Totzar Esmeyo, Al Tinochom. And there is a Nisar in the Torah to be Kedesh from Amin Meyo of Sichemat. So the question is, how was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to be Kedesh from Sichem? But that land that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh from Sichem, so originally it belonged to Amin Meyo. And then Sichem was Kedesh, then Moshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh from Sichem. How was he allowed to be Kedesh from Sichem, the land that originally belonged to Amun Meyo? The answer is Amun Meyo Tiyal be Sichem, because Nochem can be Kedesh al Kedesh. Nochem can be Kedesh al Kedesh. So when Sichem conquered Amun Meyo, certain parts of Amun Meyo, so he acquired title over those parts, over that territory. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh from Sichem, so he wasn't Kedesh from Amun Meyo, so anyway it was good. Now, so the question is, but how was Sichem able to acquire title in the territory? Through Kibush. So we see that an Akum has a king and Kibush in an Akum. Just as Sichem had a king and Kibush against Amun Meyo. So Ashkechon evit kichovim evit kichovim evit kichovim Yisroel min olam. How do we know that the kichovim had a king and kibush in Israel? So the Gemara says the chesiv aleich b'melishet. So we have a pasuk. So the Gemara mentions a special pasuk that there is a king and kibush of Akum le'Akum, and the Gemara mentions another pasuk that there is a king and kibush of Akum b'Yisrael. How about Yisrael b'Akum? So that's the pasuk in the Torah v'chal teshlal v'achum. So in other words, that the Yisrael can be kibush al kibush from an Akum also. So we have a pasuk that a Yisrael has a king kibush in an Akum. We have a pasuk that an Akum has a king kibush in an Akum. That's Amun Meyavti Obisich. And then we have a pasuk by Yibun Shevi that an Akum has a king kibush in Yisrael. How about Yisrael in Yisrael? We have no pasuk. So Meile, there is no king kibush of Yisrael in Yisrael. Let's say, you know, in the time of the Bais Rishi, so there are two mamlaches. There was Shivat Yehudah, there was Mamlaches Yehudah, and there was Mamlaches Yisrael. And there were wars too, unfortunately. So suppose, let's say, and it happened already, suppose, let's say, the Melech Shimrei was Kibush a piece of land from the Melech Yehudah. Was he able to be Kitabah King Kibush? No, he wasn't able to be able to be. And not only that, though I grant you can say so, Yisrael was actually the same, but even Mitalto. So, We couldn't help Yisrael, so that's Yisrael Nakum, but not Yisrael Yisrael. There is no king kibush of Yisrael Yisrael. So the Shita of Teis, the Hashbon Yivomes, says that the whole halacha of Din and Malchus and Dineh is based upon the Din of Kibush. Of like, Amin Umi of Tiyal Misichem, or Vayesh Menushem. So that's the halacha, that's the reason why if in Malchus issues decrees, so it's effective, because of the Kibush. Who has a Kiyach Kibush? A Melech, a Malchus has a Kiyach Kibush. A Yochi doesn't even have a Kiyach Kibush. But a Malchus says a Kiyach Kibush. So the Rashboi Yivomes says explicitly that the whole din of Din Malchus and Dineh is grounded in the Aloha of Kibush. Is grounded in the Aloha of Kibush. So Mimele, and since the Gemara requires a special posik for Akum in Israel, and a special posik for Akum in Akum, and of course we have a special posik of Yisroel Ba'akum, but we don't have a special posik of Yisroel in Israel, so that means Yisroel Ba'akum has a Kiyach Kibush. Akum be Israel has a king kibush. But Israel be Israel does not have a king kibush. So Memele, since the Rashba says the Dine Malchus Dine is based upon the halacha of kibush, Dine Malchus Dine is based upon the halacha of kibush, and there is no kibush of Israel be Israel, so there is no halacha of Dine Malchus. That's the Pshat in Tesis. He says, Ba'amelach Hakum, so Orachorei, what did he know Orachorei? Orachorei. Alright, so in feudalism, so Orachorei. But how about today? And in the Republic, alright, you can say that on a theoretical level, so in monarchy, so on a theoretical level, everything belongs to the crown. Okay, but in the Republic, everything, what President Carter owns all the real estate in the United States, no court will say that. So then, according to Tesis, the whole halacha of Din Malchus HaDinah shouldn't apply to a republic. It should apply only to an autocratic monarchy. No, it doesn't mean Hor HaChalei, because he has title. Hor HaChalei means it's Kodesh Tachas Yerachem. He has the power, it's Kodesh, he has a police, and he has an army, and he can enforce everything. So Mele, so he has Kibush, but Melech Yisrael has no Kibush. Melech Yisrael has no Kibush. Now, so why does some Rishonim mention the fact if you have to soil, call the soil Shetimbo? So you shouldn't mention call your soil Shetimbo, even if call your soil or not Shetimbo in the soil. So, because there is no kibush of Yisrael in Israel, the answer is, if, let's say, suppose Jews will establish their own state in Chutzlaretz. In Chutzlaretz. So then, it will not, even if it will be just Jews who will be living. There was once a plan, I mean, that they should establish their own state. I'm not talking about the Bajan, that's the communists. But there was once a plan by Jewish philanthropists that Jews should establish a state in Argentina. A piece of land in Argentina should have their own state. So, suppose that had been realized. Fortunately, it was not realized. But suppose it had been realized. It had been realized. So it wouldn't be considered like Yisrael in Israel. It would be considered like Akum Yam. In other words, it would be considered like Akum Yam. But when is it considered Yisrael in Israel? Now it's Israel, then it's considered Yisrael in Israel. But if it is a Chutzlaret, even if they happen to be Jews, all right, so today they are Jews. And next year, 5 years later, 10 years later, they'll be. So there'll be new immigrants, so it'll be Akum. So even while all of the citizens in a certain time happen to be Jews, it's not considered like Israel be Israel. But what Tesis means is, there is no kibush of Israel be Israel. There is a posik of Ligabi, Israel Bakum, Akum Yakum, Akum Israel, but not Israel be Israel. Alright, now. So, the Rashbo, Yivome, says in so many words, that the whole halacha of Din Malchus Dineh is grounded in the Din of Kibush. So now we can understand the Ramiyeh. Ramiyeh the first, he mentions one pshat, Farisli Parsoyad mentioning that it has reference to the case of Akum of Yisroel Shalokach Sodem Yaakov, and the Akum had it was possession. And then the Yisroel is saying that it is the Akum Gazal. But Be'eretz Parah so the law is in first possession for 40 years. So that pshat is a lie, he says. So over there, who was the original one to get title in the land on the basis of the first possession? The Akub. So he, under the law of the Malchus, so the Akub got title. So it was a litigation between the original Yisrael, the Malkameh, and the Akub. So then it goes without saying that where it's a litigation between Yisrael and the Akub, then of course there is a Malchus edition because of the mitzvah of Dini. And Rashi says, the whole chiddush of Shmuel Din Malchus Dinah is Abu Pishanisim Malkameh Yisrael. But if what the Leitzin of the Malkameh is going, so then it's no chiddush, then it's another portion. So Memele, according to that chart, so the litigation arose originally between the Yisrael and the Akum. So vis-a-vis the Akum, so of course the Malchus Dinah. Malchus Dinah. Why? Because Akum are bound by Dinah. What does Dinah mean? Their own civil code. They're not bound by Dinah Yisrael. But according to the second chart, So it means that the litigation is between two Jews. Reuben was the Malkameh, Shimon had adverse possession for 40 years, Reuben is claiming the land from Shimon, Shimon says, under the law of Melach Koras, it's mine. So he says, we cannot say Dinei Malchus Dinei, unless Reuben will bring suit in court, and then the judge will render a judgment, and he'll say the title is vested in Shimon. So then we'll say Dinei Malchus Dinei. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two halachas in Dinei Malchus Dinei. Vis-a-vis two pnei'ach, or even vis-a-vis a litigation between a Yisroel pnei'ach, so Dinei Malchus Dinei is valid on the basis of Dinei. We see that if there is a litigation before a Beit Din of Yisrael between a Yisrael and a Gadeshah, so then the Rambam says that the Beit Din of Yisrael has to pass exclusively in accordance with Dinei, because that's Dinei. Even the Rambam who says that Dinei means a mitzvah to appoint a yom, certainly according to the Rambam, so mainly vis-a-vis to Bnei'ach, vis-a-vis a Bnei'ach in Yisrael, so Dinei Malchus Dinei is valid, is effective on the basis of Dinei. Vis-a-vis to Yisraelim, so Dinei Malchus Dinei is not effective on the basis of Dinei. On that point, Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on Rashi. Rashi holds that even vis-a-vis to Yisraelim, so Dinei Malchus Dinei is effective on the basis of Dinei. Because since the Melech is mechuyev to adapt a certain code vis-a-vis the Goyim in his Malchus, so maybe if he applies it to the Yisrael in his Malchus as well, so it's equal effect. That's Rashi's law. But Rami says, no, after all, he's not mechuyev to adapt the code to the regarding the Yisrael, but he wants. So it cannot be effective on the basis of Dini. But there's another halacha on the basis of Kibush. So when is a child to say Kibush? Kibush is based upon the Mitzias. Let's say, you know, during the Second World War, so during the years of the war, so the Polish government had a government in exile. And they issued decrees, they had a parliament in exile, and they issued decrees, but of course no one listened to it because they couldn't enforce it. So we couldn't say kibush is based upon mitzvahs, not upon any ideology. True, of course, according to the Polish patriots, they had the premier, and they had every officer. But kibush is based upon the mitzvahs that they can enforce it. So in other words, if there is a law of the Malchus that adverse possession for 40 years gives the possessor title, so when is it considered kibush in the hands of the possessor under the law of the Malchus if a judgment was already obtained? So then the judgment was obtained and he has an attachment, so he can go and take it and that's all. And the policeman will always help him and do whatever he wants. Then it's kibush. But as long as the judgment was not obtained and no recourse was held to the court, so then he just abstractedly, it belongs to him, under all the Malchus. So maybe there is no king. So maybe we do not say the Malchus anyway. This is what he says. He says, "Avolim liforge in Yisrael shemaz b'nis chaveri be'aretz poras dey lechazok elu memshin distamzu ke amelech al neumosi b'vadim v'afilu in pirish v'hitu anegos al Yisrael ki b'shiyoch in Yisrael lochem chaveri in Yisrael in amelech kei b'yisivon b'in shumadini b'amnogi shinik nimtza shoy pokas chushom Yisrael machmasei nidin lachuse elu in kinhol ha'chaveri lodi b'fnei achoyin shalem. So then it's kiddush. But until recourse is taken to the courts and note and the judgment is obtained, what kind of kibush is it? Is it kibush? Is it kibush? Can he, does he have a right of an attachment? No. He has to have a hearing in the court, and then the court has to decide, and who knows what the court, the judge will decide. Maybe in spite of all the law, so the judge in his discretion will say something else, as it happened so many times. So maybe there is no kibush. When is it kibush under the law of the Malchus? When is it kibush under the Malchus if a judgment is obtained? So maybe you couldn't say that Avisi Basoya Avnem Shin, that just because there is law of Malchus, adverse possession gives Shimon the possessor title, so Mimele, if he's Mikanish and Misho, that piece of land, Shimon Kadesh is not Mikanish. Mikanish and Misho, after he obtained the judgment, and he has a right of attachment, then it's already Kibush, then he acquired title through Kibush. But not before that. So then he says, Yishmamim and Hoche, Tachilu B'tvom Shin Alloy Samelech, Amrim and Dim Malchus and Dim. Alright. It's late already, so we'll go over it next year. I mean, then the rest of the Chalbinis Rabbeinu and the Rashba.
Gittin Zayin Shvat He